Hello and welcome to episode 20 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I let my computer pick random songs from my solo albums, and I talk about the song for a little while, and then we listen to the track. Aristotle once said in his final book of Ethics, "A life well lived requires activities that serve no other purpose than the satisfaction that the activity itself generates." I've had a lot of inner friction in trying to find a purpose for my work, time after time finding that my intended purposes have all been turned against me. On my last episode regarding my song Won't Know Better, I spoke at length about why a musician may or may not give up on their craft. I was just trying to supplement the rhetorical nature of the lyrics. I'm not very much affected by what other musicians do, so I try not to care. Our first song today is called What She Said from my 2009 album Perilous. I did something with reverb on the track. I don't think it really worked out how I wanted. Either way, I think the song is pretty good. I play it pretty often when I pick up the acoustic. The lyrics are about having to assert myself in the face of a slow dripping but still endless stream of people who will do everything they can to waste as much of my time as possible. I don't know if I understand being lonely. There are so many computer games to play, and I've been too busy to play them. There are so many books to read, often only to provide an irreplaceable, inspired, substantial connection to the ones who write them. And there is a place for the candid and fleeting and the magic that only exists on the surface of things and at the bottom of a long silence, summoning the courage to beg you to get out of my car. I don't want to run out of gas with my car in idle, far from any place sacred to me, so I have to justify the fact that I never finished college. And I don't have a career because I need more of myself to put into the things I create, to put into more meaningful, substantial connections. And I can't do that if I'm always entertaining people, so when entertaining, I do try to go all out, to better justify shutting everyone out. And I feel for people. I feel pitiful. The feeling leaks into everything. And so often, to beloved friends, I want to say the hard truth that I don't have time for this crap. This is What She Said. The truth is a hard one. Is my 2019 album. I had a label to put out the tape, but then they kind of just didn't do it. They didn't get around to it. The album wasn't worth remembering to release. It hurts, but it's not the first time it's happened to me. So I'm gonna order the tapes pretty soon, once I get back my last order from National Audio Company. So I plan to have one open order with them at a time until I get all my stuff released. Don't worry, you'll be kept up to date. Our next song today is from Balrogs. It's called The Feed Lord. Listening to it, I'm glad I had one mic facing just my China symbol. I think you'll find the sound to be cool. The lyrics are about the draw of fame and fortune. I've had a couple famous friends in my life who managed to make a living off their music and their popularity, and so their picture of success changes to focus on themselves. They lord it over you. They use it to get away with severely mistreating their loved ones. They use it to get what they want from people who don't know them. They don't have to consider themselves lucky just to get through the day. And I worry that this is the power that draws people to fame, so that becomes their priority, so they can become the feed lord.
Please tongue punch my fart box in the bagging area.
At least your parents don't buy you everything. What of your kids they bought on your titties?
Next, we have a recording of a song. It's called Last Death, recorded in Ben and Elle's garage in Nashville, Tennessee, in March 2007. Isaac Arms and I were on a little tour. Neither of us were in school, but it was a spring break tour. I bought a 30-pack of beers for the show, just so everyone would drink it and have a good time. For most of the gig, I slept in a lawn chair. Then I closed the show. For a time, I used a rooster call, like Peter Pan, to get people to come watch me play. I'd get them to call back to me. I was a maniac. So I played with Ben's Fostex tape 4-track in the garage. I walked to the West Nashville Waffle House to work on lyrics. Came back and recorded more music. This track was supposed to go on my split with Fire Island AK, but I decided to scrap it and used more nice-sounding songs. More intentional hits in contrast to this maniacal improvisation. At the end of the track, you can hear the birds outside in the early morning, enjoying the spring. This is Last Death.
Thank you.
is a song called Dorothea from my 2002 CDR, Don't Open Till 7 O'Clock. The track is tagged as being from 2003, but I don't think so. I wanted a supplemental demo following my first show, at which I sold 50 copies of my first CDR of acoustic guitar music. The guitar for this track was recorded onto my 1980s Emerson cassette boombox. So I played that tape and sang along into my computer microphone, which was a little clip-on thing that came with the Windows Adventure game based on the 90s live-action Jungle Book film. I think maybe it would be cool to record a whole album with that lo-fi bouncing technique. Maybe with two very specific boomboxes and some equalizing to get the bass and all that real nice. I do think the song Dorothea would have been a lot better without the vocals. Yoda helped me write the lyrics. At the time, I had a lot of weird ideas. I know there aren't really any rules to writing songs, even if the rules to being a civilized, social being are pretty vague. Let's go ahead and listen to it. Dorothea.
Encompassing all that I've looked for, and everything I think I need. The waving of your brown hair is my hormones defeat. Your blue eyes glare at him, not even noticing me. With you is everything that I want to be. How can I think you'd want me? How can I expect anyone to love me when I hate myself so much? And this could never be. But somehow I still hope for things that'll never happen. Imagining talking to you as you laugh, my heart races. There's nothing that I can do to fill up all these spaces. I'll always be alone if I go on like this. What I've never had, I seem to miss. How can I think you'd want me? How can I expect anyone to love me? I hate myself so much. And this could never be. But somehow I still hope for things that'll never happen. To me, but you don't know I exist. I don't exist. I don't exist. How can I think you'd want me? How can I expect anyone to love me when I hate myself so much? And this could never be. Somehow I still hope for things that'll never happen. But it'll never happen.
I don't know if you all remember it, but in the early 2000s, it was pretty cool for hardcore bands to speak instead of scream when they were going to say something really intense and memorable. And I was pretty reckless back then, singing about having low self-esteem and complaining about girls not liking me. No wonder I got made fun of so much. Sometimes I wonder about it. For everyone who made fun of me, maybe there was someone else who felt empowered and better understood because they were feeling the same things I felt. At the time, I didn't think about it. I just wanted girls to like me. That is the main reason I started playing emo music. Our last song today is called James, from my 2010 album, The Diamond Rainbow. For a while, I kept trying to recapture the improvised mania exhibited in my 2007 recordings. I think the song James would have turned out pretty good if I hadn't tried to improvise the vocals. I probably shouldn't have made it the first track on the album. As soon as I got a Facebook, I went and shared this new album with all of my old friends. So after hearing this, they probably decided never to listen to another one of my albums. However, I'm thinking I really need to bring back the vocal flange. The vocals don't sound like that because I was using autotune. I literally just wanted to use flanger. I think the riffs were pretty good. I'd been playing around with the riffs for a while. For a time, I thought I'd start a dark, sludgy band called Wolf, or something like that. My friends Zach and Ray had agreed to play bass and drums, but I don't know. I didn't end up making it happen. That would have required me bugging them a lot more, which I didn't really want to do. So I used the riffs for this song. It's about my friend James Blessy. In 10th grade, I was dared to spit a chewed-up cookie in his face. So I did it. It was hilarious. Not very nice, though. Later in life, he joined the army. James. Thanks for listening to my show. I think the next one is going to be really good. I'm going to try to say only nice things, especially since it's going to feature many of my most loved songs from The Wandering Floret Part 6, Balrogs, My Split with Kids or Goats, My Split with Watercolor Paintings, and The Bottom. So thanks, I hope you have an awesome day.